Hey there, this is Trinipad docking you. It's now Sunday, August 25th, I believe, and just wanted to give you guys a quick recap of the weekend. First of all, if you've been listening to me on Live It Up, the podcast, I was talking about a package that kept, quote-unquote, air quotes there, getting lost. So, first one, it was not delivered because they said my address didn't exist. I talk about it on the other podcast. So the company sent me a secondary package, and that one was apparently delivered according to the tracking website, but didn't get delivered to me, so we can't find it. So it looks like I'm going to have a third package sent. So I'm hoping I get the stuff in time, because it's underwear that I was hoping to take to Vegas for the Pride 48 weekend and be able to wear the undies for the underwear party that we're hosting. So that's it for that thing. I just can't remember what we did Friday night, but I will say last night, Saturday, Friday, we made homemade vanilla ice cream and apple turnovers. I got together with Dave, and it was quite yummy. Ate one too many, and was feeling pretty gross and sick when I left, but I don't regret it at all. Anyway, so Saturday, I was supposed to get up and run errands with Dave, but I kind of slept until 3:30 in the afternoon, so that kind of got kiboshed. But he came over, we got together to join Gavin and the crew at Poking It with a Stick on their podcast at 7 Eastern on Saturday nights. And then after that, we went downstairs to the pool and went swimming. It was great to finally get back in the water again. It was a little bit warm for our liking, but it was better than swimming in an ice-cold pool. I'll take that I'll take the warm pool rather over the ice cold one. But there were two other girls that were down there, and they thought they'd bring down their fried chicken takeaway and eat it poolside, which was just so lovely to smell. Fried chicken grease and chlorine together. It was quite, that noise you might have heard there in the background was Dave snickering at me and making the noise. But, then they also decided that after eating their fried chicken, they would get in the pool and bring with them beer bottles and glass beer bottles and stand in the shallow end and drink beer out of a glass bottle, which pissed me off to no end. Just absolute stupidity. Today, I actually didn't sleep in. I got up and Dave and I went to go run more errands. We went to Canadian Tire to pick up a few things, and I actually got everything I wanted. One thing we wanted to get were goggles for swimming that were clear, so we could use them inside and be able to see, because the ones that we both have are polarized, and it's just too dark inside to see with them. So did that, and then of course I got sidetracked and I bought a bunch of other stuff, but all stuff I needed, of course. The grocery store was right across the street, so we decided to zip in there and just pick up some milk. Well, we kind of got sidetracked and ended up walking out with 9 plants. We did get the milk, and we did get the booze as well. We had to hit booze. But it was like way to stay on target, so $100 later, we come out. That was very expensive milk. Anyway, that's it for now. We'll be watching or listening to State of the Station tonight, and that's it for our weekend. So thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode. If you'd like to reach me, you can email me. My address is turniphead@gmail.com, or find me on Twitter @turniphead. Just remember, there's no A in head. And as always, be sure to visit turnipstyle.com. Until next time.